I was just meaning the parasha starts with the Aveda Sachinuch, the first Aveda in the Mishkan, and then there's a Hemshech of the Sreifas Bnei Aaron of Nadav and Avihu. The Mashmos is Ki'ilu, means not Ki'ilu, it's a Pashuk says, it's a Pashuk says Mufurish. Vayeme Moichel Aaron, Hu Asher Dib Hashem Leima, Bekroi Ve'akodesh, Va'apnei Kol Omei Kovid, Va'yidem Aaron. That there was already a Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bekroi Ve'akodesh. Rashi explains where the Maimer is, other Shem Argue, but there was a Maimer of Bekroi Ve'akodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there would be such a Matziv, and they were chosen to be the Bekroi Ve'akodesh. Putting aside a minute the Shail of Bechira, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something would happen to somebody, obviously somebody, forget about that Shail, so all the Terutzim in a few places. But the Shail is, it's Mashma, what is Mashma is that the same, it was something that was part and parcel of the Chanukas HaMishkin, meaning that in the Mishkin itself, in the same Avodah, in the same Mahalach of Chanukas HaMishkan, there was a Mokrim of Bekrei Ve'Kaddish. There would be, it's Kilu, the Mahalach is the same Mahalach, and it splits off into two. On the one hand, there's the Chanukas HaMishkan, and there's the Vayir HaKved Hashem Elohim, and then there's the Bekrei Ve'Kaddish. And if you look at the Psukim, the conscience is almost the same. The Vateitze Eish Melifnei Hashem Vateichal HaMizbeach Esoyla v'sachalovim is the ma'aser of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hashoras hashchina. That's the v'yerek v'ed Hashem al kolam. Vateitze eish melifnei Hashem v'toychol oisam is the ma'aser of the v'krei v'kaddish. It's mamish the same ma'aser, and it splits itself into two. It splits itself into a ma'aser of v'yerek v'ed Hashem al kolam, and then there's a ma'aser of v'krei v'kaddish. And you have to understand, it's one parasha. It's one parasha with two endings to it. And it was the Chatchila understood that, it was the Chatchila told that this would be two parts to it. And one part was this, one part was this. It needs to be understood. Chazal say a lot of different inyanim as to what happened exactly, in why they, what was the Chet. Shesuyim, and so on. Different shittas. There's a Lashon, one of the Lashonis in the Zohar is a very, very strange, very fascinating Lashon. It says like this. It says, Bahi Shaita, that the problem was yours, Havi. The Hokteiris lay soul called a Bezimni Yedin. That the problem was not in the Etzim Akteiris Akteiris. The problem was that the Zman wasn't the Zman of Akteiris. Because Akteiris has Bezimni Yedin. Akteiris has to be brought at certain times only. What's the time that's mute for Kteiris? The Chsiv v'hikdol of Aaron Kteiris Samim Babayka Babayka Eimas when v'heitivon ha-neiris, that the time, the only time that you're allowed to bring Kteiris is when there's Atavis ha-neiris. That's the Zman of Kteiris. So look, so in Kachim, it's a Kachim de Kaloch, and the Fatik, that's a Seder, and it's a wrong Seder, it's the wrong Seder. I mean, you don't need the Zohar for that. That's not, Zohar adds two or three words to explain what's the Kesha. L'ishtabcha shemen v'kteiris kechoda. Uksiv b'ahalois v'chulu. He says that the reason is because we want, the shemen has to come together with kteiris. Neiris are shemen. And Kteiris is Kteiris. The Haktar of Kteiris can only come when there's Shemin. And if there's no Shemin, there can't be Kteiris. So the Zman is not just a technical Seder in Kdimus and Ichur, but the Zman that's Roya for Kteiris is when there's Shemin, Lahoyer, and when they come together, that's the right time. So, ich mein, the Zohar is pointing at the Nekuda here, that the Eish Zohar is that there's an Eish that doesn't have Shemin at the time, and Kteiris without Shemin is not good, and it needs to be understood. Kifir Keinu, obviously these things are mukim, but Kifir Keinu, what's the mahal of that Shemin, that Kteiris, the only time you can bring Kteiris is when there's Shemin, and if you bring it when a time when there's no Shemin lahadlik, it's not good. Another place, almost striking, where you see that there's a kilo of contrast between Shemin and Kteiris, It says by, it's a medrash in the beginning of Shashir. It says, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Al Kena Lamoise Vucha. So Shlomo HaMelech said, Kol HaShirim She'omru Lefanecha HaOvis, the Shirim that the Ovis said in front of before you, Reichim Hoyu. They were all Abchinas of Reach. Like, not real. Reach is in the sense of just a vague whiff, not the emes. But Avalani, Shemen Turak Shmecha. My Shira is a Pchin of Shemen Turak Shmecha. So again, he doesn't speak about Shemen Lahayr, but he speaks about Shemen versus Reach. There's a Pchin of Reach, which is that's the Ovis. And whatever it means, and we'll see maybe, there's a Giroyan of Ovis. There's a Giroyan in Ovis that their Pchin of Shira was only Reach. And the Maile says of my Shira is that it's Shem. And there's a similar Chazal in Simbah Midbar. The Ovis, that their Shir was Reach, their mitzvahs were also Reach. By us, that our Shir is not Reach, our mitzvahs are not Reach either. Meaning, the Parshas of the Pshat in Chazal is that the mitzvahs of the Ovis, when there was no Chiyuv, there was no Tzivui, it was only like a Seichel of mitzvahs. There was the Fnimish was a Din sort of. Mashayin came by us, it's real mitzvahs. I mean, that's the Pashto Pshat, that's the Pashto Mahalach of that Chazal. So Al Kapanim, we find another place where there's Afchana between Keteris and Shemen, and the Vaita the same. And the truth is, it's interesting that this is not Afchana anymore between Shemen and of Hadlaka versus Keteris, but Keteris of Reach, Psomim that give Reach, versus Shemen means when you soak the psalmim in the shemen, the reach stays. I mean, that's the marvel. And it's davazayim darsheni. What's the mile of shirim? What's the yichud of Shlomo HaMelech's shira that was shemen and shemen turak shmecha? It also means, I mean, the pasuk says lereach shmonecha. We're talking about the reach and the shemen, but it's mechalik between a reach that's without shemen and a reach that's with shemen. There's a halacha that's a very interesting halacha. Two interesting halachas in Birchas HaReach. One halacha is that everything in the world that you make a bracha rishayin on has the possibility of a bracha achrayin, if you eat enough. The only thing that's not like that is Reach. In Reach, there's a bracha rishayin and there is no bracha achrayin. That's and the personal reason is because it doesn't stay. Everything else, after you finish, you have something left. In Reach, you don't have anything left. Good. There's one more halacha in Hilchis Birchas HaReach that's unusual in understanding the setup of the brachas. When a person, in Birchas HaNenen of Achila, there's this chalkus of the brachas kefi the Michael. There's Bayer Minazainis for Dover, that's Mazin. There's Bayer Priyagofen because there's a Mal Yusa. There's Eitz, Adama. All of those are inyanim that we understand this halakhah of the bracha to be a more specific bracha to the type of food you're eating, to the effect it has, and so on. That is understandable mitzad the lumness of the inyan. In the place that's not moving, in the place that's in psalmim, there's also a whole series like that. There's atzei psalmim, there's asvei psalmim, there's minei psalmim. Depending on where the reach comes from, there's also a chalukah that's natural to the inyan. Akadosh Baruch Hu created eitzim that give psalmim, kinamayin, and other things. Akadosh Baruch Hu created asovim that give off reiches. And then there's other yanim that are not this, not this, a mosque, and so on. There are different yanim, like we learned in Kates of Orchid. It's different classifications of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Bria, things that give off Reach. Peiris that are bar achila, that have a Reach, have a bracha. In other words, a pri that's not a vegetable or fruit that's not edible and has a Reach. So it's either atzei psalmim or asei psalmim. There's no other chalukah. So if somebody, let's say, takes an esrik, not an esrik shal bracha, to smell. So the chur, the bracha should have been atzei psalmim. Like a, here we have a miyuchadik bracha that nisent reach played by peiris. What's unusual about it is the fact that the peiris roi lechol lechura has no shaykhis to the reach. It's not a chalukah that's logical to the bracha sareach. The logical is asvei and minei. Shem and Arav maybe, but the noisen reach toiv bepeiris, meaning edible peiris is not a category that we would include as being a different type of reach. I mean, where's the mokrim for this yichud? And there's another interesting halacha also. In all the halachas it says in the whole the lashna gemara, the reach to the gemara is al isvei the sigla, you make this al this, you make this on this everything make this. On Birsa Peres it says Hamayreach, Esreg, or Chavush makes a certain bracha. It says here it's a pe'ula if you smell it, and then Laloch it has not given also. But it's mud, it needs avonah. It's a type of bracha that doesn't seem to give any yichud mitzad the etzem inyan shabbay. We've spoken a few times about the different chushim of a person. The chush of a person that allows that is that the part of a person that allows seichel to function the most, that is the chush, that is the chush of seichel, if we're to call it that way, is re'iyah. If a person sees something, to us it's synonymous with understanding. I see it means I understood it. He enlightened me means I saw the light and I understand it. I mean, see, Re'iya and Seichel and Havana is one and the same to us. It's not an accident that Shemen, which is the kli for Hadlok and for Oyer, is also the kli for Chachma. It says if you eat Shemen Zayas, if Shemen Zayas is Chachma, Memeiras Bedarim Keneged Chachma, it's because Ha'ara Mitzad Atzma speaks to Seichel. That's what ha'ara is. So ha'ara is something which in the chushim, a chush is obviously not a sichlius. A chush is only a feeder for the seichel. But lemaisa, the chush that most identifies with a person's havana is ri'ya. And we say a person has a behiris in inyan. We're talking about ri'ya. The word boyer is ri'ya. When the Ravid yells on something that it's not clear, like boyer, like sayer, it's Re'iya is always identified with seichel and with havana. The thing that's furthest away from seichel and havana is chush hareach. We once spoke about shmiya. We once contrasted it. Shmiya means also it's a crutch. Shmiya means you depend on someone else's edus. But at least shmiya is something where the muscle. If I see that somebody takes money from someone, so I know he's a gadol. I saw it and I know it. There's no problem with that. If two Adam come along and say they saw him taking money, so there, my seichel has to come onto a crutch to someone else's ear. But at least once it's accepted, it sits well in the seichel. I have a very clear understanding about how this person is a gadol. He walked in this place, took the money, left. Two people came, saw it, and told me. At least it somehow fits and clicks in the seichel. A person who has a chush hareach, he doesn't like something suspicious about the person. There's something fishy about the person. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is about him, but I don't trust him. So that's chush hareach. Chush hareach is reaches out further than the other chushim, but at the expense that it has no makom in seichel. Explain it to me. Tell it to me. I mean, just because he looks down at the floor, the other people look down at the floor. Just because he shifts his eyes, other people shift eyes. I can't, it's something that fakir. The mahalach of it goes beyond seichel, but at the price of being minutic from seichel. I can't tell the person why it is and what it is that the person is aroused to suspicion me, but that's the way it is. So that would be parallel to chush hareach. And it comes at it reaches further than other things. It goes places where the seichel can't go, but it comes at the expense of not having the seichel at the place you got to. You got to some place, but without the seichel taking along, without the havana, and that's without the person. When a person has that type of intuition, he's always uncomfortable because maybe I'm just imagining it. When a person deals on something on an intuitive level, the person is never ever, his das is never mushevis with the appraisal, because I don't know, maybe I'm just imagining something. Maybe it's an illusion. Which that's the price that a person pays for it. In the Mahalach of Avedis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in both bechinas. There's a bechina of Reach, and there's a bechina of Re'ia. The bechina of Reach is the bechina of Hagosha that a person has that is extraordinary in the sense it's something where the person is ecstatic about something when the person doesn't have a command of it yet. The person had a tremendous iris where the person got turned on. Even though if he were to sit back and think about it calmly, he couldn't be miyashevit bedaitum. That's a pchina of reach. And that's why the mahalach of the Ovis was a pchina of reach l'mal yusa. The first step is always an intuitive step, a leap, a step that the person is jumps at something because he likes the reach of it. It attracted him. He can't even understand what attracted him. So Ovis mitzad de mohus was a tzad of was a pchina of reach, because that's what Ovis were. The bonim, the hemshech of the Ovis, couldn't remain reach because in that mahalach it has no mamashes, and to stick with reach is toyev avoyim. Mashal ma'adav adayma. Then let's give a pashto mashal, and again it's not. It says part of the mashal is emes mitzadat musay. A person who faints, he faints from hunger. A mashal, a person is very hungry and he faints. If you try to stuff down bread his mouth, you'll choke him to death. Not bread, not water, nothing. What you do to make him come alive is psalmim. Of all the chushim that you mazor a person, you give him something to be meiriach, and that wakes him up. So some chacham is going to say, no, so it's much cheaper than feeding him. Every time the guy faints, we'll just put a psalmim box under his nose, and you can keep him going for a year at that. It's a savings. The teretz is, if you do it enough times, psalmim is not going to help either. Once he's awake, once you woke up something in the person, then you have to start feeding him. Reach itself has the maila that it takes a person from past where he is. If there's no chiyus in the person, it gives him a chiyus. And that's why the Gemara calls it the davash haneshama. The Gemara learns the makar for birchas hanenin of reach is kol haneshama tal ka davash haneshama nenebay. That it's part, there is a thing that the neshama is nenebay, and when you want to press, when you want to jumpstart something, you jumpstart it with reach. That's how you start a person. But the hemshech, if you don't feed the person, he's going to die. All the reach in the world is not going to help. So the hemshech of reach is shemen, and in two ways, either you coil it the reach of the psalmim in shemen, that gives it a certain permanence. Shemen it pickles the reach and it gives it, it keeps the reach much longer than with just psalmim. That's one mahalach. And that was the tarevis of psalmim and shemen and mishcha in the mishkan. Every mishicha, when they wanted to be meishich kalim and people, say in the beis hamikdash and say for malchus, you didn't put psalmim on the person. You took shemen that markachas. It was a shemen with a blila of psalmim. The psalmim taka was the pchinas reach, was the pchina of the kese malchus, the pchina of the kese kehuna, mamash b'diyuk, not litzadik. That was the pchina. But every mishcha meant that you wanted to give it permanence. The halacha was you didn't have to be meishach hamelach unless the line was cut and there was no permanence. To give it a permanence, to make it shemen mishcha, it had to become, you had to be ma'arevit with shemen, and then put it on the person. So there was a cleat of the reach that was able to stick to the person. That was one oifin of how you ma'arev the shemen with the k'tiris in Avodas HaKodesh. The second mahalach is, like the Zohar says, by the menorah, and the Keteris, that the Menorah and the Keteris, the Menorah itself is a Ar of Chachma. And if a person is stimulated to a certain aliyah, and the person is then kolled in seichel and in avon and in chachma, so then it gets a permanence, a different type of permanence. So the k'tayres itself, psalmim itself, has no mokim in akhtara. It has a mokim in toifanim. It has to come with shemen. That's what the Zohar says. And shemen is possible two ways. There's either shemen, like we said, when Pashtoy Mamela, when he says that the shira of the Ovis was reah, and this is koiladit, and then there was the mahalach of menorah together with k'tayres, that the psalmim and the hour of the menorah came together. That was the two mahalach. Dakomas amishkan, the v'yira kvoid Hashem aleichem, had in itself a mila, and it had a tremendous problem. In other words, what a person wants, what a person is shayyah for in his avoda, more than anything else, is to get some sort of feel of the tainug inside it. A person does, and he learns, and he davens, and does mitzvahs, and does, and does. A person doesn't, he wants to get a whiff of ruchnius in it. The most difficult part of a person's avoda is there seem to be so much toil and so much aveda that's dry and doesn't have that reyach of something beyond it. He doesn't feel the reyach ishmanecha alken alamoy seivucha. He doesn't sense the melech that's oimid mechayre this. So avedas hamishkin, in the mishkin itself, as v'yira kvod Hashem aleichem, is the keser of having the gilui of Shechina in Maisi de Adam. That is the malyusa of Mishkan. The chisaron of Mishkan is that a person would short circuit the process and be so overwhelmed by the mahalach of Vayirak Veda Hashem Aleichem that he's going to do Vayirak Veda Hashem Aleichem without the korbanis. The korbanis to the Vayirak Veda Hashem Aleichem was the equivalent of Shemen to Kteris. You had Avoida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself in the Avoida. In the Avoida, in the Mais Avoida, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself. The opposite of that was, they were so enthused and so overwhelmed and so taken by the Gilui Hashem, they wanted to push the button for another Gilui Hashem, to keep pushing it for another Gilui Hashem. That was the process of trying to get the Keteris without getting the horror of it. We'll see in a second. Let's first take it down. I want to give a dogma, a certain dogma in a mahalach that's relevant to most people. When a person starts to learn in a serious way, so the thing that awakens most everybody who got involved seriously in learning gets involved because of the lumdus of the thing, the svara, the chap, the geoinis, or the person himself has the ability to ask, to be mechadish, to answer. So you have a mahalach where the person gets turned on with that reyach. That's a p'china of reyach in Torah. It's a p'china where a person is able to come up with the svara, the havana, the kasha, especially if there's a little bit of himself involved in it, the what a person himself said, the person wrote, said, whatever it is, those are inyanim that are ma'ir a person to get involved in learning. Almost everybody started that way, and there's nothing wrong. It's like a person is fashlofen, a person doesn't care to learn, it's not the teva of a person, and someone comes along and shocks him with a tremendous reach of Torah, and a person hears a svara that makes his head spin around, and the mele of the person is awakened to learning. And that is the mahalach, that's the way it goes, and that's the way it is. It's the way it should be. If the person stays with that, and he doesn't move it over to the b'china of avoda, then nothing stays of it. It's the obvious reach was the right avoda. For the hemshich, it's wrong. So at least minimal. I'm going to speak in a second. I want to ramify this nekuda a little bit. At least a person has to understand that there has to be a hemshich to it. Reach is not substantial. When a person is revived from fainting from hunger, so he doesn't just get up and run around. Once he's alive, once he's awake, he has to eat something and drink something. That's the dates is not just to keep him on psamim, because then he'll collapse and die out. There's another maimon there, a gevaldik, a rizik maimon on what the chet of the bnei Aaron was, and it's not a havana in another inyan. It says, I mean, Chazal in the Zohar says it also, that the reason for the chait was that it was they were shtuya yayin, which is mashma from the parasha, that the hemshech is the hemshech of shtuya yayin, and the isur, the whole parasha of isur yayin and so on, is given. So Zohar asks the kasha. Reb Chiya Posa says, the yayin is samach lebav enish. That's a pasuk that says that yayin is yisamach lebav enish. That's why yayin has such a chshivas. Iboy kahani lemechti ulishtakcha b'nehira da'antin yasa mikula. If kahanim wanted to be happier and have more ha'aras upon him than other people, amai osa lechamra. Why should yayin be osa? Dachidu b'yishtakach nehira da'antin b'yishtakach. Wine has in itself simcha, and wine has itself ha'aras upon him. I mean, what's better? A kohen has to be the simcha. The halacha is, if he's an oinan, if he's an oval, it's possible because he's not the simcha. A person klai yisrael can't eat maizes when he's dani is. All the nyanim avodah require simcha. So what's wrong? So drinking wine is, it'll be fakat, it'll be lachayim and the beis hamikdash. Everybody, the kohen will be the simcha and it'll be wonderful. What's wrong with it? That's the Zohar's kasha. So the Zohar answers, Ella. Sheirusa de chamra chedvisa. The beginning of wine is simcha. Achakach atziva. And afterwards, it's atzvus. And let me explain. People, the hang-up that a person has, I don't talk about the physical hang-up, the down that a person has after he's drunk is because he realizes that there's nothing there. The tremendous problem with yayin, the tremendous atzvus and the bria that yayin brings, is because it gives a person a false simcha, and then when the person goes back down again, the person realized that he lived in a false paradise for a day. What calls man a person didn't live in a false paradise? So he has what he has. He's grumbled. He wishes he had more in his net. But when the person was drunk and he had attention and he had this and he had that and this and that. And then he wakes up and he realizes he's the same nobody who was there before. There's no bigger atzvus machmas, the pustkeit that the yayin left over. It gave the person a reyach of some mood, and it left the person with no substance afterwards. That is the sheirish of it. So in the shtuy yayin, even though it's a separate maizer, a completely different type of maizer than the Torah's, but it's the same chisan, it's the same pkam. In the shtuy yayin, it means that they got ahead of themselves and they entered a madrega that they got a quote unquote chasid. I mean, we can't say it on them, but that they got a high out of it, and they weren't holding there. Their seichel wasn't holding there. Their atzmis wasn't holding there. Whatever it was, that is the dagdara of shtuy yayin. That's what the Torah said. That's what the Torah says also. So you have a darga where a person, so again, the tchila, yayin has a makom. It says l'mashul. There is a purpose for yayin debriya. It says tnu yayin l'mari leiv. That to people that are bitter, hurt, upset, you should give yayin. And that's why by einan it says, by einan, by awful, it's in the Gemara, that there is a makom for yayin because for that pasuk. That, over there, it's fakir. Over there, be'etzim, the person has a lot more. But a tsar or a tsara came to the person, and the person is depressed. He's not holding where he should be holding. But etzim, so yayin is mafik the tzara, and the person is able to see things in the right perspective. In the mahalach of Tnu Yayin L'mor Lev, it's a mahalach where it's putting the person right back to where he should be. There's another makom where a person starts avoda, but that yain is a mahalach of avoda. It's not a mahalach of avoda because it's k'tayrus without shemen. It's reyach without substance to it. And that's the yichud of birchas apeiris with reyach. And let's try to explain a little bit in the psukim. So until now we said the first thing is a person has to use, reyach is always the beginning, and then a person has to move over to malach of aveda, of seichel, of avana, of amul, of yigiyah, of doing, and chulu v'chulu. There's a deeper knach to that mahalach, and that's better than mahalach of the parasha. There are some people that because they got a tremendous geshmak, they had a ha'ara, something opened up for them, so the person knows that if he wants to say good shtickle Torah, he has to learn the sugya, because else he's saying a lot of stupidities and a lot of narishkeit and so on. It's a necessary evil. He has to go through the whole inyan, with the rishonim, and get it down, and then he's free to say what he wants because you won't catch him. That's a mahalach. There's a deeper mahalach. And someone described to me, somebody, Adam Godelmoid, that was close to the Chaznish, once described, if anybody takes a look, the difference between a Sfaran Moshe, the Brisker Rav, and the Chaznish, they both were a Nakei Oilam. I mean, we're talking about the two Amudei HaTorah of our day that we can still relate to. I mean, they both are Nakim. The difference was in the Mahalach of the Rav, Reb Chaim, you see only the Seilus Nekia, Mamish, the Nekuda, the Ha'arash of the Ha'arah, that's what you see in it. And the Chazanish, you see the plugging back and forth, and Faket, it's a whole different, it's a lot harder until you're aiming on what's the Chiddush of the Chazanish. Where's the Nekudavar? It's a lot harder to see, it's a lot harder to understand it, to see it. It's a very hard Sefer. Someone was close enough to observe him, a huge Valkishan, said that the Chazanish sat down, and he said, and he took apart the inyan like a first grader. So where was the kohen standing, and where was the carbon, and where did the dam come from, and how did the zrika work? He said every little detail calmly taken apart. He said, and that's where the lumbus was. It wasn't gemujita, you know, detail work. When he got through with it, you saw that be'etzim he got to the heart of the inyan. It's like somebody who takes apart a whole mechanism, and when he has all the parts taken apart and put together again, you realize that he was omid on the principle behind it. The emes is that the reyach of psalmim has to be found in the shemen. It's not one leads to the other. The awesomeness of the bracha, a nisin reyach toiv beperis, is that a kodesh baruch hu in peris gave a reyach toiv. It's not a mile in psalmim. In psalmim, there's no difference between this and that. It's a mile in the zivug of reyach toiv with peiris. That in the mokum of achilas adam, which taka becomes him, in that achila and reyach become one and the same. That's a unique zivug that has a brach in itself. So, and that's why it says if you may reyach. All the other ones, the pshat is the min demands it. The min of all of the asavim that are meriach, that min is a psalm dekim min. The min of eitzim that are meriach, that min is a eitzim is a eitzim dekim psalmim. That reach tayv beperis, it's the esrig or the tapu or the chavush, the meit fachila. But if a person the hares the reach tayv in the achila. So if a person eats it without wanting to smell it, he doesn't make a bracha on the reyach. But if a person that has the reyach in the achila, that's where you have a bracha. It's a bracha only for a person who has it. And if I can't, the Rishonim is a big shaila, which do you do first? And one of the eitzes is that you're not miskaven la reyach, and you eat it first, and then you may reyach. So it's faket when you deher in the mais achila, which is mais achila is what gives the person what goes into the person becomes nivlan him. When you deher reach on that, there's a separate shvach and yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was in the parasha. It went like that. There was a special tzivi over here. It says Ze Adava Asher Tziva. It says like this. Ze Adava Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu. Ze Adava Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu is probably the most specific of tzivuyim that you can get. Ze Adava means exactly like this. Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu. It's the most lemaisedika. It's tzivudika. Mahalach of Avoda. The Yer Alechem Kved Hashem is Gilui Shechina. The Metzias of the Gilui Shechina had to be tied, that there should be, and this one point out is Knech. The Chiddush here was that in the Zeh Adova Shatziv Hashem Tasu, the Yer Alechem Kved would be a Yer Alechem Kved Hashem. The Her of Mishkan is the Mokem Avoda. Like we spoke a few times, that Hakol Biksav, it has to be exact and meduyek, and there's no makom for shinui, there's no makom for svaris, nothing. It's all with a tremendous avdustik knech, and mitzat sheni, that's the makom v'erek v'ed Hashem. It's not enough to the her de reach and go on to the avoida. It's to the her de reach in the avoida. That was Mishkan. And that's what it says. Yiratzen shetishu shchina b'mayis yodeichem. That was the bracha that Aaron gave. The bracha is two ways. If a person works and doesn't see any accomplishment and any tachlis and any tellus, he's frustrated and it's bothersome. And the person himself is very, very. It's a terrible mahalach to go through life to try to learn hard and you don't have a geshmak in it is difficult. To daven and not have feeling in it is very difficult. To do mitzvahs when you don't live them, you don't have them, it's mechanical. It's very hard to do it. So there's a bracha of Yerushin Shetishra, Shechina by Sedechem, that a person should have a tam of Shechina in everything he does. But there's a flip side to the bracha. If a person walks around with a permit high, if a person chaps first, this right and left, without learning the sugya, it's a klola. Because the person is able to skim the top off, but you start from it. The tremendous bracha is when a person has to work hard and he feels the tam in the avoda. There's no bigger bracha than when a person goes through an inyan and has to work hard. He has to chaz over something again and again and again till it's clear, and then get down tesis until it's clear and repeat it again and set it up. And then if he has a satisfaction, that's a tremendous bracha. V'noyam Hashem aleinu u'maisi yodeinu koinu aleinu. Again, it's the same. That's the pasuk that this bracha is based on. It's a pasuk that the Mekubalim put down in every Lashon Yichud before every mitzvah. The teichin of the pasuk is V'noyam Hashem aleinu aleinu means that we want the Shuras Hashchina in our maisim. On the one hand means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nesat in our ma'isim should fill with tam and teyavin, and on the other hand it should mean that we should only have this tam through ma'is yedenu. It shouldn't be slapped onto us. The person, it should go hand in hand. The two inyanim should go hand in hand with a person. That's when there's a bracha. And again, if a person is looking for permanence, as a person sits down and a person starts thinking ahead, all of the things that got a person excited, enthused, overwhelmed, all of those are p'chinas of reyach. And all of those in yanim have a makom to jumpstart a person. And fine, but a person, nothing permanent stays out of it. The bumba kashes and the fantastic Torah and this and that and the things, all of those in yanim, if a person thinks that they'll keep him learning, he's a Torah. On the other hand, if a person thinks he can sit and learn only because he has to, it's also not going to go. A person has to at least understand where the mahalach is. The mahalach is that he has to, there isn't a place where Torahs and Sherman Amor come together. There is a place where a person has the time, learning through an inyan a lot of times, going over it carefully and slowly, and knowing it clearly, gives a person a tremendous satisfaction. And it's a satisfaction that lasts. It's not like yayin that's mishaker. It's neyun eros to zeya. There is yayin in the bria. The reason, how do you reconcile it? On the one hand, there's a pasuk v'yayin yisam chavenish. On the other hand, there's a chazal that said that yayin brought you lola v'ilam. How do you reconcile it? The teretz is, if the person stays with the yayin as yayin, then on an empty stomach, then the person is going to collapse. It's not satisfying, it's not fulfilling, it doesn't give a person anything permanent. It's like drinking without eating. It makes you sick. If a person, on the other hand, is able to feel the time in the lechem, there's a havmin actually that they should make a bracha on Reach Tev Bepas. If a person has a tzad, if a person has a mokum, where a person begins to integrate the two, a person has to learn to understand that the clarity of having the inyan arois, and the lumdus of the inyan is actually the seder atvar. That's the lumdus. Like the Ramchal says in the beginning of Derech Hashem, that there's a special ava that the seichel has for things that are organized. If a person can take an inyan and say to himself, this is the yisoid, and on this yisoid there's a machlekes tanoim, and in this prat there's a machlekes amirayim. The svar seems to be this way, so it seems to be this way, and on this very svar there's a machlekes achroinim. And this, if a person is able to get the pratim down in a comfortable way, where seichel has a grip on it, so the rest of it comes along also. The hanor and the tainug lies in it. And the same thing with davening. If a person, every person gets turned on to davening in a shas tzor l'aleinu, in a shas mitzuka l'aleinu, in a shas isairus, in a Rosh Hashanah and kippah. Again, it's always good to jumpstart. But a person has to understand, he has to develop the time in the davening, in the day-to-day davening, in the sim shalom, and the person should be mizbeinin it, removed from problem. To be mizbeinin how much shalom the bria needs, how much everything is full of friction, how much things are not comfortable, how things are in each other's ways. The chulu, whatever it is, every person in his own mach, and look at it not in terms of crisis, but in terms of ongoing avoda. A person does mitzvahs. So again, there are mitzvahs that the kezayis matzah, if anybody's a bal nefesh, the kezayis matzah is a very ecstatic experience. But in putting on tefillin day after day, in let the person, once the person learns to feel the tainug of the reyach that's niklat in the shemen, once a person is aimed on the ha'ara that comes together with the k'tayris, Then the person lives with the bracha of Yiresh Hashatish Shechina B'Maisideh. Chalice.